Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our apologies for the show next week. Kennedy will be gone on vacation.
Hallelujah.
You know, I wait until the end of the summer to take it. And every year I'm like, why do I do this? And then I'm like, I know why.
And how did you pick Belize? And where is it?
Oh, okay. I got you a map.
Oh, let me see.
Printed out a map for Carson.
So it's south, sort of south of Cancun, Tulum, you know.
Oh, okay. I see what it is.
Central America.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I picked it because I've never been there before. I wanted to go somewhere that wasn't a really super duper long flight. This isn't one of my like active vacations where I'm doing a tour every single day. This is a sit on the beach and read 10 books.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to scuba dive. I'm going to snorkel. I'm going to snorkel a lot because they have the second largest coral reef. Right outside
after the Barrier Reef, right?
And it just looks absolutely gorgeous. And I'm staying in a little place kind of tucked away out of the big city. And I'm just very, very excited. I'm going to take a cook. The only other thing I'm doing is a cooking class with like the locals and learn how to make the food. Mm-hmm. And then my snorkeling trip is a day-long trip. And you go snorkeling and then they catch stuff and they cook it and you eat it.
And you're going alone.
Obviously.
Well,
who's
I didn't
gonna
know.
Go with me?
I didn't know. But, you know, just asking questions. Sometimes you drop a bombshell on us and you go somewhere with somebody.
Sometimes? When's the last time I did that? Never.
No, you've done it. You went with
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And his lady friend.
Oh, with Casino Guy?
Casino Guy, yeah.
Yeah, I did do that a few years back, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it happens occasionally.
Occasionally.
Is this a singles resort or like a hedonism type situation?
No.
Or is it just like a regular?
No, it's just a nice little little resort type place in a cute little town. I'm just going to like read a book and eat and stay in the shade with my giant hat.
And those, like, they have all these travel groups where people that are single travelers find each other and go together. That holds no appeal for you?
You know, I run into those groups a lot when I'm traveling. And no.
Fair enough.
And here's why. And I don't, you know, I am girl on girl, whatever, I don't like, right? But the groups are always typically the same. It's always women of a certain age, and God love them, so am I. But there's always one that's being bossy. There's always one that's like crying in the corner because she's on the phone with somebody who's mad at her. And, you know, it just doesn't look fun to me.
Not relaxing?
No. So, that's just me. I've gotten so used to traveling by myself that traveling with people I think would be like,
mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're upset? Yeah. We just go with it.
Traveled with people is me coming in a car going back from Cleveland.
Or us going on a work trip together to Turks and Caicos.
Pretty much.
We're the only ones you can travel with now.
Well, yeah, and I don't even have to travel like with you. So sure. If like your forms aren't filled out, I'm sorry for your luck. I'm going to keep going.
You can keep going.
And I have TSA PreCheck Plus clear. Sorry, I'm not waiting. Sorry.
I will see you at the gate.
I looked up a couple of fun facts for Belize.
Oh, did you?
They have a serious jaguar population, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm staying on the beach and there was an option to do like half the week in the beach and half in the jungle. But
listen to
this. I was going to lose a bunch of travel days if I did that.
The national animal is something called the Baird's tapir.
It's a tapir, yes.
It looks like somebody combined a pig, a horse, and a vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And apparently
they eat it a lot.
There are monkeys.
Yes.
And they scream like the devil.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be staying in the jungle, so I'm probably going to miss a lot of that.
Okay.
But I'm excited.
They say it's tiny. The population is about 400,000 people. And that the dollar is $2 to Belize.
Correct.
And it stays even to it. So you don't have to do any weird math when it comes to...
They got it down. No matter what the dollar does, it's always going to be 2-1. They're winning.
And they
it's
speak
smart.
English mostly there is what
sure.
it says.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
more importantly, what the hell are we going to do?
So I...
Guys, it's Thursday. You have known about this vacation for 4 months.
Have we?
Yeah. It's been on the calendar. I know. What's a calendar? Anyway.
I know it's intern Evelyn's last day tomorrow, too. So there's
you guys are screwed.
We are so toast.
So it's literally just the two of us. No help at all.
So we had this plan. What about Lana and Kaylee saving the day and coming on the show next week?
They are my favorite two women on the radio, so you can't go wrong there.
We need some kind of help.
How about can we call them and ask them?
It would probably be, I haven't asked her yet at all.
I haven't asked them.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
All right. Sounds like what we should do next.
100%.
We should get on that.
You text Kaylee, I'll text Lana.
Yeah, let's just call them.
See if they actually answer.
See, it's summer vacation. She's a teacher. I'm going to wake her up.
All right. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.